Welcome to the good stuff, everyone. And we're moving in on Easter weekend coming up. Good Friday, Easter, and also coming up, of course, a lot of vacations on Monday for the school kiddies out there. And I want to remind you, maybe take a day of vacation and come to Valentine for Old West Days and the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering, April 24th through the 27th here in Valentine. The Melodrama, Thursday evening and Sunday afternoon. That's the bookends to all the free poetry and music sessions, the Western Art and Trade Show, and featured performances by guests like Brooke Turner, Floyd Beard, David Paul, and surprise guests as well. Check it out at oldwestdays.net.
And let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. It is packed with everything you need in any ranching publication. They have it all. They have coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
Is it okay if I read something about Grandma?
Absolutely. We honor grandmas.
Well, not sure this is honoring Grandma, but...
Oh, then maybe I won't let you.
It was anonymous, so I don't know who wrote this.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't even put their name to
it, huh? That's right. In the dim and distant past, when life's tempo wasn't fast, grandmas used to rock and knit, crochet, tat, and babysit. When the kids were in a jam, they could always count on Gram. In the age of gracious living, Grandma was the gal for giving. Grandma now is in the gym, exercising to keep slim. She's off touring with the bunch, taking clients out to lunch. Driving north to ski or curl, all her days are in a whirl. Nothing seems to stop or block her now that Grandma's off her rocker. It wasn't that bad.
No, it was. 'Twas the day before Easter.
Oh, here we go.
This is Tracy Ford sent this to us, but I don't know who wrote it. 'Twas the day before Easter, and all through the woods, the bunnies were busy packing their goods. The eggs were all colored so pretty and bright. All things were go for the big special night. The baskets were waiting, all decorated with care, in hopes that the bunny soon would be there. My little brother, Sam, was asleep in his bed, while visions of Easter eggs rolled round his head. And I, in my pajamas, with the cat on my lap, I had just settled down for a quick little nap. When outside the window, I heard a great noise. I sprang from my chair and jumped over some toys. As quick as a flash to the window I flew, I pulled up the shade, and oh, what a view! The moon on the meadow cast a bright golden glow, and the wind blew the flowers to and then fro. Then all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, came some lively bunnies, hopping here, hopping there. Leading the group, with ears long and funny, was a plump all-white rabbit. That's right, the Easter Bunny.
Ooh.
The bunnies hopped past, 1, 2, 3, 4. The rabbit called out, and then there were more. Come Peter, come Flopsy, come Benny, come Joe. Now hop along, hop along, hop along, go. So up on each doorstep the bunnies did hop, with baskets of eggs. Let's hope they don't drop. Just at that moment, on the porch down below, came the stomping of feet. 'Twas the rabbit, I know. As I stepped from my window, I heard a loud sound. Through the door came the rabbit, with a leap and a bound. He was furry and soft from his head to his feet. To see him so close was really quite neat. He was surrounded by eggs that had been carefully dyed. Easter eggs galore he soon would hide. His eyes were all twinkles. His nose was so pink. And I can't be too sure, but I think he did wink. He had a kind face and a big fluffy tail that bobbed up and down like a boat with a sail. A twitch of his nose and a flick of his ear was his way of saying, "You've nothing to fear." He uttered no sound as he hopped all about, hiding the eggs and leaving no doubt that the Easter Bunny had come, like he does every year, bringing baskets of happiness to children so dear. Tracy Ford sent that in. Tracy from Cody and parts beyond. Thanks so much.
The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale coming up, actually going to be getting started about May 3rd and 4th with some of their simulcast horse racing. And, of course, then they wrap things up May 15th through the 18th with the Bucking Horse Sale, match rides, and all of that. And you can be a part of it. Go to buckinghorsesale.com to find out the details and the schedule and get your ticket spot in advance for the Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. Hey, it's Mike and Kim. This has been The Good Stuff.